Hello, and thank you for joining us on another edition of McAllen News Update. I'm Crystal Garcia.
And I'm Rick Unthu. The City of McAllen Mayor is part of the South Texas Alliance of Cities to collaborate with other cities in the Rio Grande Valley, Laredo, and San Antonio. The alliance was created to address common issues that affect the South Texas region. Mayor Javier Villalobos attended the quarterly meeting in Edinburgh to discuss issues important to the Rio Grande Valley cities, Laredo, and San Antonio.
From Brownsville, the Valley, including San Antonio, we have Mayor Nirenberg here. And really what we're talking about is trying to figure out how we can work collaboratively for the benefit of all, for economics, for the creation of jobs, bring industry, and of course, not necessarily that, just that, but also quality of life.
You know, regional collaboration is so important for so many reasons, including the economic prosperity of our communities. And so recognizing our shared heritage, our history here in South Texas, it has always been apparent that San Antonio and the Rio Grande Valley share a brotherhood, and that's something that we want to continue to underscore and work as in an intentional way on the future of our communities.
It's important for Mission because we are a growing area, tremendously growing, not just in the state of Texas, but nationwide. And San Antonio is very much like the Rio Grande Valley. We have the same demographics and the same types of culture. So it's important for us to work together as a region.
STAC plans to meet on a quarterly basis. The City of Edinburgh Mayor Ramiro Garza was selected this year's inaugural chairman of the South Texas Alliance of Cities.
Around 4,000 registered attendees, including first responders, attended this year's South Texas All Hazards Conference. Professionals attending the two-day conference were able to learn best practices, network, and receive continuing education credits through the Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service and the Texas Department of State Health Services. More than 65 presenters, including keynote speaker Marcus Luttrell, a Navy veteran who was the lone survivor in Operation Red Wings, spoke on different approaches when dealing with emergency and crisis situations in their field.
A McAllen delegation celebrated in Mexico City the latest direct flight to the capital. McAllen City Commissioners District 2 Joaquin J.J. Zamora and District 4 Rodolfo Rudy Castillo and a McAllen delegation led by City Manager Roel Roy Rodriguez hosted McAllen Day in Mexico City in collaboration with McAllen Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Elizabeth Suarez and Chairman of the Board Jim Darling. During McAllen Day, the McAllen International Airport Director Jeremy Santoscoy highlighted the newest daily nonstop flight from McAllen to Mexico City via Felipe Ángeles International Airport in partnership with Aeroméxico. This promotional event aimed to present tourism, hospitality, retail, and event options to Mexico's travel industry and specialized media. The attendees learned about the destination and all the year-round festivals that they can enjoy. The City of McAllen Passport Division hosted a Saturday Passport Fair to make it convenient for its customers. The City of McAllen Passport Division recently hosted a Saturday Passport Fair where they processed nearly 75 applicants. The Passport Division is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. To further assist customers, the City of McAllen Passport Division plans on hosting passport fairs on selected weekends at the City of McAllen Passport Facility located in downtown parking garage at 221 South 15th Street. While walk-ins are welcome on a first-come, first-served basis, passport officials strongly encourage making appointments for faster processing times. Call the passport office at 681-1450 with questions for more information or to make an appointment. To learn more about the passport information, fees, and forms, please visit McAllen.net or travel.state.gov. Follow the City of McAllen social media pages to learn more about the upcoming passport fairs.
The City of McAllen held several pop-ups for their safety action plan, Vision Zero. Take a look. City officials, government agencies, transportation planners, and community organizations discussed ways to one day get injuries and fatalities on McAllen streets down to zero. City residents were encouraged to attend and give feedback on the plan. Residents are still able to give feedback by taking the survey online. Visit the City of McAllen website for more information. Vision Zero's draft plan will be ready for public review in July.
The City of McAllen is expanding the public transit system to the north side of McAllen. Here's the story.
With a clip of the McAllen Chamber of Commerce ribbon-cutting scissors, the City of McAllen officially inaugurated the new $8.1 million Metro McAllen North Transfer Hub and Maintenance Facility. Officials with the City of McAllen, McAllen Chamber of Commerce, and Transit Advisory Board members celebrated with the official ribbon-cutting.
This is a great day. This is a great day in McAllen.
McAllen City Manager Joel Roy Rodriguez says the $8.1 million project was funded by the Federal Transportation Administration.
Quality of life, it has so many elements to it, and we never quit making sure that we're touching every one of them, whether it's drainage or streets or transportation, in this case, public transportation. It's so important for our community to be able to move and be mobile, and we're so far ahead of everyone else in South Texas, so it's a really proud day for us.
The Transit Department's new Metro McAllen North Transfer Hub is equipped with a state-of-the-art maintenance facility, contains three bus bays, 5,000 square feet of maintenance storage, administrative offices, and a hub for bus queuing and park and ride.
It's going to be of extreme benefit to our constituents. Obviously, we need to continue to grow our system and provide the most efficient, effective public transit system that we can for our community, and continue to work with our partners, you know, regional partners, so that we can provide connectivity throughout the entire valley.
The new facility is right next door to the newly completed McAllen Parks and Recreation Department headquarters. Metro McAllen will be able to launch from this north hub to make bus routes more efficient across the city.
A new exhibit at the McAllen Heritage Center is shedding light on the difficult topic of human trafficking. The Not Alone exhibit is meant to educate visitors on the dangers of human trafficking and the thousands of victims forced into labor and sex trafficking daily. Visitors will learn who can be a target, the techniques traffickers use to target victims, and what is being done to combat the issue. The exhibit included videos with trafficking survivors and advocates. Not Alone is free to the public and runs at the McAllen Heritage Center through April 10th.
A French delegation selected McAllen for a night of big ideas at the International Museum of Art and Science and the McAllen Public Library. Here's more about their visit. The International Museum of Arts and Science was the epicenter for a worldwide exchange between the City of McAllen, the Embassy of France in Houston, and the French Embassy in Monterrey, Mexico, called the Night of Ideas. French embassy officials around the world hosted similar Night of Ideas in 19 other cities throughout the United States, including Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, Kansas City, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, to name a few.
This exhibit is the perfect place for discussion and dialogue about bridges and border issues, which are the topics for this year's Night of Ideas.
McAllen was selected for a Night of Ideas because IMIS was hosting an art exhibit called Mexico Crisis Uprising by Samuel Rodriguez Medina, an art professor and artist from Monterrey, Mexico. Additionally, the French Embassy in Houston was hoping to create a connection with McAllen and the French Embassy in Monterrey.
And the theme that is used worldwide to discuss and think and try to find solutions this year is bridges. But I understand that here, from bridges to bridges, there's a very little difference. And really, we're very interested to work on this little gap, from a bridge to a bridge, from confrontation to cooperation, how things work. And I think McAllen is a great place for this.
With a worldwide economy, the exchange of ideas and solutions, Pierre believes France, Mexico, and the United States can work together on similar issues.
More exchanges of goods, of people, of ideas, of issues. And we confront this in France. We have more migrants, we have more necessity for international cooperation with our neighbors. And I think what is happening here, the way McAllen, Reynosa, and basically the way the northern part and the southern part of the border are tackling these issues, are benefiting from the border.
The Night of Ideas was more than just sharing ideas. It was about bringing people together.
This is the Night of Ideas. It's a cultural program that France is sponsoring all around the world through its diplomatic network. And so that means, particularly in the case of the United States, that through the 10 consulates general that are the French consulate general in the US, we are organizing events through usually an evening, so the Nights of Ideas.
This year's theme was the borderlands. the collaboration between the Consul Generals in Houston, Monterrey, Mexico, and the city of McAllen will be shared with others around the world.
We'll be all together to exchange and to have very fruitful discussions about how intense is this place in terms of exchanges in the fields of arts, education, international trade. And this is really the moment when McAllen will be under the spotlight to illustrate how vivid and how what's the booming of this critical and strategic place.
After discussing big ideas and finding big solutions to issues affecting France, Mexico, and the United States, the French officials are hoping to put McAllen on the map as a world partner. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.
High school theater directors took to the stage to hear this year's Palm Awards nominations. Directors sat at the McAllen Performing Arts Center stage and watched the nominees for categories such as Best Production, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Technical Crew be announced. In order to make the nomination fair, judges from 11 universities across the nation were chosen to assist this season.
Success is not final and failure is not fatal. You know, you just keep working and you hope that you can continue to do great work.
A powerful statement made by one of the keynote speakers at McAllen's International Women's Day Breakfast Symposium.
Around 300 people attended the annual event held at the McAllen Convention Center. Aside from breakfast, those in attendance were able to hear from Rose Benavides, president of Stark County Industrial Foundations and president of the South Texas College Board of Trustees, along with Val Lamantia, owner and managing partner of L&F Distributors. The women trailblazers spoke about how they got started in predominantly male work fields and offered words of encouragement to others looking to do the same.
You know, you just have to know what you're talking about, work hard, keep your femininity because you can't be one of the boys, and just do what you can to show that you know and that you're the boss.
That the level of respect that people give you, you earn, and that when you want people to support you, it's not about asking for it, but earning it.
The City of McAllen celebrated International Women's Day and Women's History Month by offering its female workforce a self-defense class. Here's the story. For City of McAllen Code Enforcement Officer Rachel Garza, her job duties are to enforce city ordinances for violations when complaints come into the Health and Code Enforcement Department around the clock. Rachel says this is her first self-defense class, and she signed up with her coworkers because it's always better learning with friends.
So I came because, one, it's a lot of great, great women that we're part of in the city. And me, because of my department, we encounter a lot of scenarios and situations you just never know. You want to be able to be equipped and more so be able to respond. And as women, it's very difficult sometimes to just react.
Rachel says being aware of your surroundings is key to being safe at work.
And with my department, you come across scenarios and situations and you can't predict what's going to happen. And I think having these kind of classes and information, whether it's just involvement or non-involvement, just having that information is so crucial and critical when it comes to women.
Romy Lafuego Avila, a professional jiu-jitsu fighter and self-defense instructor, held two self-defense classes with more than 80 women.
A lot of women believe that it's not necessary for them to learn self-defense. Like, oh no, it's okay, nothing's gonna happen to me. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that women believe, like, nothing's gonna happen to me, I'm gonna be okay. And no, it's not like that.
Lafuego went through several self-defense moves with different scenarios to get women thinking about their surroundings at all times to stay safe.
I just hope and I wish that this class will help them take the first step to go and join to any academy, any martial arts. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter which martial arts. It's just have the ability to understand that you have to learn self-defense.
You know, I'm really excited to have this event this year.
Christina Flores, Human Resources Director, says the City of McAllen has 600 female employees, and Women's History Month is a great way to empower women to be extraordinary.
The course is not just about self-defense. So yes, physically and technically it is about self-defense, but it's also to boost that confidence. And so if you feel more confident in yourself, you're also more likely to be confident in your job and what you do, and to take maybe, you know, those extra steps that you've been wanting to take to improve your career.
Cassie Rodriguez was excited about taking her first self-defense class.
True, I think it's important that we show women that it's good to be confident and to know that we're going to have the skills in any situation, whether it's in the office or we're put in a dangerous situation outside of work, that we're able to be able to get ourselves out of it.
The City of McAllen is hoping their employees enjoyed not only the celebration of Women's History Month and International Women's Day events, but also they feel appreciated and empowered to improve their personal and professional lives.
Female city employees were able to meet with several departments in a speed mentoring program.
That's right, here's a look at how things went. The idea is to allow McAllen's female employees to learn from directors at the City of McAllen and be aware of the available opportunities in public service.
The second tiny forest was planted at a McAllen ISD school. City officials are saying that it's just the beginning. Here's that story.
Spring Mist Flower. Colima. Huizache.
I've never planted, so I'm very excited to plant at my school.
A tiny forest is taking over Sam Houston Elementary School, thanks to Quinta Mazatlan and its mission to help plant native trees and vegetation, and McAllen ISD, who wants to educate their students about being stewards and scientists of the environment.
We are so excited. The students are leading the way for future generations. So even though it's a tiny forest right now, it has big potential for the future.
Big potential that students can't wait to be part of. Even the mayor of Houstonville is eager to get her hands dirty.
I think that it would be very amazing knowing that I planted one of them and that this is my school.
Something that Colleen Hook, executive director of Quinta Mazatlan, and Commissioner Rudy Castillo say that many just don't see anymore.
When I was young growing up, I used to climb trees all the time. And now when I'm with my grandchildren, they run to a tree that they can climb. That's a rare experience.
Nowadays, you know, you see everybody with the phone, especially the little kid. You know, they give it to them, so they will cry, whatever. I think this is a better option.
Not only will the tiny forest give kids a break from screen time, but it will also help them to gain hands-on knowledge about the plants and trees around them.
We planted over 1,800 plants representing 30 different native species. And in addition to these tiny forests we're building these tiny science labs. Schools need outdoor science labs, living labs, that they can come outdoors and study and actually play a part in greening and cooling our environment.
This is the second tiny forest planted in a McAllen ISD school. But thanks to the partnership between the City of McAllen, Quinta Mazatlan, and McAllen ISD, it won't be the last.
Whether it's elementary, middle school, or high school, this is a learning experience, because even kids at the secondary level, like elementary level, can learn so much about our nature, our plants, our trees in the area.
We're so fortunate to have a nonprofit board called the Friends of Quinta Mazatlan, and they've now raised funds for 6 tiny forests, 2 of which are on McAllen campuses. And our goal, our vision, with our partnership with McAllen ISD is to plant one a year, and I think there are over 30 campuses. So that's a 30-year vision.
Every plant has a name and a purpose. Whether it be to attract animals or keep away insects, these kids work hard to know them all.
I am one of the first plants to flower, so I'm a must-have for your tiny forest.
If you can put a name to it, they now have a relationship with that plant.
The kids are excited, the staff is excited, and we thank everyone for bringing in those experiences to our students and our staff here at Sam Houston Elementary.
An experience that'll start today, but last a lifetime.
The McAllen Police Department participated in Coffee with the Cop to meet the community. Dozens of shoppers took advantage of having a cup of joe with McAllen police officers at La Plaza Mall. This initiative is geared toward bringing police officers closer to the community while having conversations about community issues and building trust in a casual environment. Several police officers took a stand right in front of the favorite coffee shops to meet and greet shoppers. That's going to do it for us here. Thank you so much for watching this edition of the McAllen News Update. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.
And I'm Crystal Garcia. Now, before we leave, we want to leave you with something that might make your day a bit more peaceful. Take a look at the free Tai Chi lesson given at Quinta Mazatlan.